Hello, and welcome to Jolly's Fall 2015 podcast series. This is Megan Barnes, the principal editor of the Journal of Language and Literacy Education, a peer-reviewed, open-access journal housed in the Language and Literacy Department in the College of Education at the University of Georgia. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Hiller A. Spires and Shay Kirkhoff, both from North Carolina State University, about their article titled, Getting Close to Close Reading, Teachers Making Instructional Shifts in Early Literacy. Thank you, Dr. Spires and Shay Kirkhoff, for joining us today, and looking forward to talking to you more about your writing. In your article, you address head-on the fact that the Common Core state standards are expecting students at all grade levels to engage in close reading of challenging texts. However, there seems to be very little research available on how to do this work with K-5 and especially K-2 students. Could you talk more about what motivated you to write the article?
Yes, I'm happy to address that question. It was right when the Common Core state standards had been approved and were initially being implemented here in North Carolina. I was teaching a literacy class, and I quickly realized that I did not have a lot of knowledge about text complexity and close reading, and I quickly realized that my teachers didn't either. So we took the opportunity of a graduate class that I was teaching to delve into this area, and we found it fascinating. So what I decided to do was actually conduct a study to find out exactly what teachers understood about close reading as well as what they didn't understand. And Shay, the co-author, was helping me teach the class as a graduate assistant. So we decided to take this opportunity and to do some research. There was quite a bit of confusion initially with Common Core state standards around this area, especially of close reading and text complexity, because folks couldn't understand what it meant for early readers, and specifically K-2 readers. If you recall, the initial conversation around close reading really came out of more around high school level reading and even at the college level. So we were all trying to figure out, what does it mean for K-2 literacy? And so that was the question that we had on our minds at the time. And since we had this group of teachers right there with us and we were all trying to learn together and understand together, we decided to ask that question formally as a research study. And so specifically, we wanted to know, how are early literacy teachers making these instructional shifts with close reading? And so that was the impetus for delving into this study.
Thank you. And that's a great segue into our next question. After kind of looking at this question, what are some of the practitioner-based implications that were raised in the article and your work?
Through our work with, there were 12 K-2 teachers in this study, we found several practical implications for teachers to use. Our research was specifically with K-2 teachers, and I think a lot of the implications relate to K-5 as well. I want to talk about two of the key implications. The first one is finding a short, worthy passage for students to close read. It's all about quality over quantity. So our teachers found that less is more when it comes to close reading. If they could find one page of a complex picture book that they could really dig deep into with children, then that was more successful than if they tried to close read an entire book. And what one teacher found that was really interesting was using previous read alouds and then delving deep, doing a close read with one or two pages. That way the students already had the context of the entire story, and they had already heard it once, because part of close reading is reading and rereading and rereading. So they could just go right in to that text and begin to ask really deep questions about author's craft. Another thing that we found was our our K-2 teachers modeled close reading with their students through Think Alouds. At first, our teachers thought that students would not be engaged if the teacher stood in front of the class and did a Think Aloud. But as they practiced this, they found that they could do modeling of Think Alouds in small groups, and that as students became interested in the text, that going deeper into a text was really engaging for them. They were really curious to ask those questions and to talk about authors' craft. So through practice, they found that modeling was a good way to teach their students to close read. Our article goes into some more implications. Many examples of scaffolding techniques that teachers found effective are in our article. So I really encourage listeners to read our article to find out some more implications.
So you mentioned that you were specifically focused on K-2 students, but in what ways do you think the paper addresses various audiences outside of just K-2, and how do each of those audiences benefit from the reading of your article?
I think the two main audiences for the article are teacher educators and then of course, K-2 teachers. Teacher educators obviously need to be able to support teachers as they apply the pedagogy of close reading. And with the advent of Common Core, teacher educators had to delve in to the specifics of Common Core to actually understand how to support the teachers. They also need to understand the developmental issues related to the gamut, K-12 readers, the whole gamut of readers. Initially, K-2 educators thought close reading maybe should not apply to them in the context of the Common Core. I know that a very important article by Freddie Hebert and Mesmer that came out in RRQ in 2013 raise concerns about text complexity staircase in an attempt to thwart unintended consequences for readers in these primary grades. And they believe that using the same brushstroke for K-12 readers had the potential to be developmentally disruptive for primary students. So obviously, the more we understand the different types of pedagogies that can be used with close reading, the more K-2 teachers can feel comfortable applying this approach with their students. So definitely, I think the article could be beneficial for not only the teachers, but also teacher educators.
And finally, questions were raised by your work.
Well, what Dr. Spires was talking about leads right into some of the questions that were raised by our work. So, with close reading, students need time to grapple with the text and to make sense of it. And time is a valuable commodity in a K-2 classroom. Teachers felt like they never had enough time. Close reading takes a long time. So one of the questions raised is, how much time should we give students to do this type of reading? And that question has different levels. One level, teachers felt that giving students time to struggle with the text was challenging for them. It felt unnatural to the teachers to stand back and let students struggle. And so learning how much time we should give students before that leads to frustration is a question that was asked, that was raised. In addition, because close reading takes a long time, teachers asked if that time would be better used reinforcing early literacy skills, like developing automaticity. So, like what Dr. Spires said about the developmental appropriateness, more work really needs to be done on close reading to answer the question of the developmental appropriateness of close reading, how students can do that along the continuum of kindergarten and then up the staircase. A related question is how to balance activating prior knowledge with this allowing students to grapple with the text and do a cold read of a text. There was a tension between that time-honored practice of prior knowledge activation, which we know helps students comprehend text, and this newly emphasized practice of letting students grapple, as well as the tension between the time-honored practice of making personal connections with the text and the newly emphasized practice of text-based answers. So more work on closed reading can be done to help us find what the happy medium is in all of this.
Dr. Spires and Shay, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today about your article. We're very excited to share your work with Jolly Readers this fall.